From NPR and WBUR, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. The partial government shutdown is in its third week with no deal in sight. 800,000 federal workers are impacted. A little less than half are on furlough, meaning they're not working and know they're not getting paid. But more than 400,000 have been labeled essential. They are working, and they're not sure when they'll be paid. Next Friday will be the first paycheck missed. The president was asked about that this weekend. Here's his response.
I can relate, and I'm sure that the people that are on the receiving end will make adjustment. They always do.
Let's bring in Michael Metz, an air traffic controller for the FAA in Albuquerque. Michael, what did you think when you heard the president say that you will, work it out?
I disagree. Mm-hmm. I am not a very happy camper when it comes to having to work and not know when I'm going to get paid for it.
Well, but, others have pointed out you will get paid eventually when this is over. But what happens? It doesn't look like there's going to be an agreement by Friday. What preemptive things are you doing now, looking ahead to maybe not getting a paycheck?
Well, I've already called my bank and asked to have my car payment deferred, which wasn't a problem. We have a ski trip scheduled for the end of the month that we've put on hold. If it goes until the end of the month, I'll probably have to call my mortgage company and ask about deferring my mortgage payment for the month of February. I've proceeded to talk to my family, and we've talked about what is essential, what is not essential, and we're trying to cut out anything that's non-essential.
Were you instructed at all by the FAA or any organizations, what to do in this time?
There was something that was put out by the FAA about how to contact your bank and they gave us some form letters. But for the most part, being that this isn't my first go around, I've dealt with one through Bill Clinton. I've dealt through one through President Obama. I've dealt through sequestration. I have some money in the savings account, and I'm trying to make that go as long as I can.
You talk about sequestration, the budget debates. You have a very important job. How much pressure, emotional pressure, is that on you to be a political football and be an air traffic controller?
Well, you feel like you're being held hostage for someone else's political agendas. You want to just be able to go into work and do your job. This is why we do what we do. This is what we do. Our job is to make sure that we have the safest airspace in the world. We make sure that planes get from one destination to the other as quickly as possible and as safely as possible. No matter what, we will do that, whether we're working for no pay or whether we're doing our job and we're getting paid normally. That's our job, and that's what you get hired on to do. So it doesn't affect how we do our job or what our job is. It just makes it more stressful when you're at home and you're worried about bills. You're worried about, when is my next paycheck going to come and how am I going to pay for my mortgage? Is the mortgage company going to allow me to defer a payment? Those are the things that become more stressful is the home, not at work. We do what we do and we do it well.
Before we let you go, your thoughts on what we're hearing about TSA workers at airports. They've been calling in sick in higher numbers than usual. These are the security personnel that we all go through to get on a plane. A TSA spokesperson downplayed it, but there are reports, unnamed sources in the New York Times, that this could be a coordinated sick out. Your thoughts on that?
They're doing what they feel they need to do. It's not something that we would ever do as air traffic controllers. That's just wrong. In my opinion, I'm not saying that what they're doing, they're doing what they need to do and what they feel they need to do because they don't get paid a whole lot. So, are they calling in sick so that they can go get a temporary job while they're waiting for this whole thing to be resolved? I don't know, but I think that puts people at risk. And I understand their point of view. It happened during sequestration. As soon as the congressmen and the senators were completely inconvenienced, it got resolved the very next day. and I understand their thought process, but I don't agree with it.
No, especially when it comes to an area of security which you work in. Michael Met, air traffic controller in Albuquerque. He's working full-time and eyeing Friday to see if he gets a check and is paid for it. Michael, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.